AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be cloudy with showers developing for the afternoon. We will have a high near 57 degrees. President Obama today ordering all flags lowered to half staff until sunset Thursday, November 19th, in honor of the victims in the Paris terror attacks. A 3-year-old girl who celebrated her birthday just 2 weeks ago was abducted in a carjacking Sunday in Milwaukee, later found safe in Jefferson County along with the suspect. Police indicate the child was inside a red SUV when the driver was forced out by the carjacker on West Chambers Street. That same vehicle later connected to an attempted gas station robbery in the town of Brookfield. Milwaukee police later tweeting that the girl had been found safe. The suspect was in custody, but did not provide details. Well, as you drive around southeast Wisconsin these next few months, be aware this is the peak season for accidents. What with the weather changing and the holidays approaching, not to mention motorists just being in a big hurry to get everywhere. Rob Miller has more from the DOT offices in Madison.
Donald Lydon with the Wisconsin DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety says you've got a perfect recipe for a traffic crash if motorists don't stay alert.
It really just comes down to common sense and safe driving habits. It starts with buckling up. If you're taking a longer trip, check the forecast and the road conditions. If it's raining or snowing or dark outside, or if perhaps you're in an area that you know deer frequent, reduce your speed to match the travel conditions.
Posted speed limits apply when weather and road conditions are ideal, meaning when travel conditions become more challenging, drivers need to slow down. This is Rob Miller reporting.
Kohler Company workers are on strike for the first time in more than 30 years. That strike declared last night after union workers rejected what the company called its last best final offer. 94% of Local 833 members voted against the deal, the last time Kohler workers were on strike back in 1983. Regency Mall in Racine being transformed into a new retail entity. And with that transformation comes requested changes. Lately, it's been about signage for new or relocating businesses. The latest is Party City, in one of three spaces being created on the West End. Assistant planner Jill Johannick said that a request includes the additional wordage, "Nobody has more party for less," in smaller letters underneath the bigger Party City letters, but the mall's current sign standards do not allow that. David Schwartz with contractor Innovative Solutions suggested the city kind of bent the sign standards a little bit when it allowed H.H. Gregg's storefront and Dunham Sports most recently.
The Dunham's sign is much larger than what the Sears sign was in that facade element. I'm assuming because it was considered to be, you know, they widened the entry element and they put up a sign bracket. And so by its nature, the redevelopment of that mall right now, you know, the good fortune to the center is that we have, you know, a number of large mid-box tenants that are able to come to the center and see the value in the city.
Commissioner Tony Varanto suggested the mall could help itself by providing updated plans and standards regarding signage. The issue of Party City and their sign was deferred till the next meeting. A Racine man killed over the weekend in a traffic crash on I-94 in Milwaukee County. 45-year-old Robert Terry Jr. behind the wheel of a minivan that went off the road through a ditch, then crashed into a tree near West Ryan Road. He was pronounced dead at Frederick Hospital. Autopsy and other test results may help determine what happened. Kenosha police investigating a weekend robbery in which the victim used Craigslist to invite two men to his home on 25th Avenue and from which the pair stole a TV and a cell phone. The two forced their way in, one threatening to have a gun. A photograph on Craigslist is being used by police now to try to help track the pair, both described as in their early 20s. Well, deer hunters, you're encouraged to join Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources staffers at noon today online for a chat about the upcoming season. Whether it's information about electronic registration or brushing up on regulations, staff will be able to help prepare for the 9-day gun hunt. To answer questions from past discussions and to participate this afternoon, log on to dnr.wy.gov. The search keyword is chat. One state lawmaker says you're not getting as good a deal as you could on a new TV or laptop because of Wisconsin's old price control laws. Senator Leah Vuckmeer claiming that the state's minimum markup law means some Black Friday deals are actually illegal. Lawmakers now pushing to end that law. Several small businesses, though, fighting back to keep it. They say it's a check against big box stores. The USS Milwaukee is in port. It's awaiting a commissioning ceremony for this coming Saturday. It's the newest Navy combat ship. It arrived yesterday afternoon. Public tours are scheduled for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but tickets have already been claimed. The USS Milwaukee built by Marinette Marine. Changes to the employee handbook, a policy change regarding minority hiring, and a middle school boundary change, just three of the action items on tonight's Racine Unified School Board meeting agenda. The handbook changes have been a hot-button issue with the teachers' union for months, but with the new majority on the board, approval is expected, even by the REA and the teaching assistants, which announced over the weekend they will be recertifying. Minority hiring was raised in a recent meeting, some of the board members noting some serious problems with contractors complying with district objectives. And the middle school boundary change would affect Gifford, which is being converted to a K-8 school with new construction. What's proposed is to maintain the middle school boundary the same as for the grade school, a concern raised by the Racine branch of the NAACP. Tonight, the Kenosha City Council meets, and among the items on its agenda, several zoning changes related to developing a homeless shelter and related services in a vacant building on 39th Avenue. City Plan Commission last week unanimously approved the requested changes. Approval by the council tonight would allow the Shalom Center to start the fundraising needed to move to that new site from their current downtown location. Technology, of course, keeps changing, and Racine County is trying to keep up with improved GIS and land record systems. Still to come, though, in 2016, a revised county website. Register of Deeds Tyson Fettis recently telling county board members there's an app on the website for realtors which can help in attracting people to Racine County.
Realtors can use this to show proximity to parks and lakes and other businesses. It'll be a neat feature for local realtors to be able to sell and invest in our community. For businesses, when they relocate into this community, they'll be able to look at that app and see where they want to locate, what subdivision they're going to live in, what school district they're in. It'll be a really neat feature that we're really looking forward to.
The upgrade also has maps showing foreclosures. The website, racineco.com. Tonight, the Pleasant Prairie Village Board will meet. The agenda includes a public hearing on the proposed 2016 budget, which carries a nearly 5% increase in the tax rate, or about $42 more, on the average home. The staff presentation on the budget last month included a 33% increase in funding for road paving and improvements, two more police officers, and money to cover more part-time hours for the fire and rescue service. The Racine County Economic Development and Land Use Planning Committee's agenda for tonight. That includes discussion about a private airstrip, a bakery, and the latest on beekeeping. Public hearing portion starts with a request for a conditional use permit by a couple with a private airstrip already built on their Town of Raymond property on 4.5 Mile Road. There's also the site review plan for a 1,300-square-foot expansion of the Country Rose Cafe and Bakery on Washington Avenue in the town of Yorkville. The intent is to create more workspace. And the Racine Kenosha Beekeepers Group scheduled to give the committee a status update on proposed language changes to the Racine County Zoning Ordinance. Kenosha Unified School District hasn't got any solid numbers yet on it, but the initial indications point to a reduction in bullying efforts based on reports coming out of the schools. A couple of years ago, the district launched a task force to develop new policies and strategies on bullying, Board of Education members adopting many of the recommendations. On a recent Gateway Public Radio show, Kenosha Alderman Bob Johnson, who sits on the KUSD Anti-Bullying Committee, said, things appear to be working.
When we start creating a culture where it is cool to be a buddy and not a bully, I think that we start heading in the right direction. I think we move very rapidly in the right direction. I think the needle starts moving very, very quickly.
8 Kenosha Unified Schools held anti-bullying assemblies a couple of weeks back. They featured former Packer player William Henderson. Caledonia Village Board will be meeting tonight. The agenda includes recycling carts, the budget, and rescue squad hardships. 2016 budget essentially the same as this year with a few additions. Proposed mill rate $6.26 per thousand of assessed value. Public comment on the budget is at 6 o'clock. The Village Board meeting is at 7. Village Board's agenda has a resolution to authorize a cart recycling program. It's a 4-year contract with John's Disposal Service, costing taxpayers just $6 a year. And there's a resolution that authorizes adoption of an EMS hardship policy for the fire department. This would cover cases without insurance and other payment problems. Village of Sturtevant officials looking, of course, toward the future. Community Development Authority has a meeting tonight about the possibility of creating a redevelopment district along Durand Avenue in the corridor. It is billed as a public input gathering to discuss the exploration of such a move. It'll start at 6 o'clock at Sturtevant's Municipal Building. Public invited to a free session about old photographs, online pictures, postcards, maps. They can all help to tell the story of how your family lived. It's this Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, November 18th, at the Gateway Campus in Burlington, the last building at the end of McKenna Parkway. Participants invited to bring one or two of their own photographs or postcards, which have been scanned to a flash drive or a DVD so they can be projected onto a big screen so everybody involved can do a little photo detective analysis. Zooming in on a photograph on a computer screen can sometimes reveal some surprising details and insights. This is all being presented by the Burlington Genealogical Society. People around the country remembering the victims of the Paris attacks. In Milwaukee tonight, Mayor Tom Barrett has a vigil set for 5:15 at the corner of Water and Wells. And President Obama ordering all flags lowered to half-staff until sunset Thursday, the 19th, in honor of the victims in the Paris terror attacks. Our AccuWeather forecast is cloudy with a chance of showers this afternoon at a high around 57. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.